Well, let's kick off, as we always do, with a look at what's hot in the world of science this week. Vic, what have you been finding out?
Well, despite the inclement weather, I've got some sort of spring garden-themed news stories this week. Apparently, ivy makes its own nanoparticles, and they've revealed the secret to why it's such a pest and can't be pulled off walls and off the trees and stuff it climbs up.
So how does this work, then?
Well, you know the little tiny rootlets that shoot out from the ivy roots when it's climbing? These produce a substance that actually Charles Darwin himself had a look at, and he described it as a sort of yellowy substance, a kind of goo. But
doesn't sound very much like Darwin, to be honest.
I don't think he actually used that word, but it was a yellowish substance anyway, but we've not got much further than that. But now scientists are a bit more interested in how plants are actually making things using biochemical processes. And so scientists at the University of Tennessee have looked at ivy, and it turns out that this yellow substance contains nanoparticles that are formulated by the ivy. Now, what they did was they took a sample of this stuff, and they used atomic force microscopy, which is just a very sensitive microscopic technique that can look at things at the atomic scale. And they found these tiny little nanoparticles that are made of hydrocarbon tails and then polar, so charged heads of either sulfur or oxygen. They're not quite sure, and they're looking further at them. But the trick seems to be that these little nanoparticles are using hydrogen bonding to grab onto whatever surface the ivy is growing on.
So they're making a sort of electrical attraction between the ivy rootlet and the wall they want to cling onto, and so they're sticking on electrically.
Yes, so that seems to be the trick to why ivy is clinging so toughly to these surfaces using hydrogen bonding.
How do they do it? And are they the only plants that do that?
It's the first plant that has ever been shown to produce its own nanoparticles. In actual fact, other plants such as alfalfa have already been harnessed to make nanoparticles out of solutions by absorbing, say, gold and silver and turning that into nanoparticles. But this is a process whereby it makes its very own nanoparticles from scratch.
Are the nanoparticles then attached to the plant in another way, or are they hydrogen bonding to the plant and to the wall?
They're hydrogen bonding to the plant and to the wall, so it seems to be these tails and heads that seem to stick the two together.
And do scientists think that you could use this to make other things that might be useful for us? And if so, exactly how?
That's the next step. They want to find out exactly how ivy is doing this so that possibly they'd be able to harness it and get ivy to work for them to produce other nanoparticles that they might be able to design.